You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
Even Chilul HaBris, there too, tshuva help. Tshuva can erase even the worst of all sins. Acher Meir's Rebbe turned to atheism, and he heard a voice from heaven which said, everyone can do tshuva except Acher. What did this voice mean? It meant to say, you, Acher, have turned to evil. You've turned to atheism, committed the worst crimes. Tshuva does not help for you. Now, it's up to you to do battle against this statement. Acher would have stood up and said, tshuva does help for me. I defy this voice in heaven. Despite this voice in heaven which refuses to accept my tshuva, I will still repent, he would have and could have won out. In fact, the question is brought whether he did, whether afterwards he did do tshuva despite that statement. The mayor says, I was there and I will testify he did do tshuva. This is what, in effect, one of the explanations of Ibn Ezra means, that though it says in the Zohar Kodesh that tshuva would not help for this type of sin, still, definitely, this cannot be taken literally because tshuva helps for everything, including, Chas V'Shalom, the sin of Chilul HaBris. Find, too, that the story of the Sove Kadisha, Shimon Choizal's students, two of them met the Sove Kadisha, Yeva Sova, who came down from heaven after Zestalkus and taught certain secrets of heaven to these two students, secrets of Gilgulim, reincarnations, and the other types of secrets that were hidden until then. And during his course of conversation, he, too, made the statement that tshuva is so great that it can actually destroy the locks that are placed on the heavenly gates. There are heavenly gates that are locked that will refuse to allow certain people to go through or certain tefillahs to go through. Those are locked and nothing can break those locks except tshuva. Tshuva is so strong it can actually break those locks, remove the locks from those gates. Even if the lock on that gate, even if it is kaviyachal, a heavenly vow, if heaven swore that this person will not be accepted and took that swear and use it as a lock on the heavenly gate, tshuva can break that vow. The heavenly vow, a person repenting can actually break through this gate despite this heavenly vow. That's what the Sove Kadisha says to show that there is nothing in existence that can withstand the power of tshuva.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.